I can remember we were down 35-7. Joe was backing up Steve DeBerg.
Well, the Saints were pretty bad, and we thought we had a pretty good chance to beat them. The Saints fans that were in the stands had the bag on their heads and, you know, the aints, I think is what they called them. Before you knew it, it was 35-7, and we were getting our butts kicked.
Things just were not going our way offensively or defensively, and Bill called us up and said, look, guys,
don't embarrass yourselves,
and let's try to build something going forward to the end of the game, and let's get something going positive, so get us into next week.
And Joe came in and did classic Joe.
As bad as the first half was, the second half was that great.
And Joe put on a show.
Personally, what I remember is every point counted.
Joe just sliced their secondary apart.
You could just feel the momentum shift.
All of a sudden, we're only two touchdowns behind, and before we knew it, it was tied, and we were going into overtime.
When you look in the dictionary and you look up field general, there should be a picture of Joe Montana.
After the game, you know, we couldn't believe we had come back and won, but Bill's point at that juncture of the situation was, you know, men, we'll pull from this game for the rest of our careers. We'll know that we're never out of a game because we just came back from 28 points behind the greatest comeback in NFL history. When you think you're down and out against anybody else in the future, remember this game and remember we can come back and win.